fucking antiques. How about that?
How about it? I'm D.
And I'm Ken.
And this is Antiques Freaks.
And today we're going to learn all about auctions.
I'm
going
to talk to you about your deepest, most intimate fears, which is an auction, I assume.
Presumably. All of my experience of auctions comes from watching At the Auction on PBS as a child.
That's a good primer.
All right. The fuck's an auction, though?
Go back in time and watch At the Auction as a child. So an auction, it's basically when you sell an item to the highest bidder. If you're familiar with eBay, you kind of already know how this is going to go. But I'm not going to talk about eBay because, like, no, I'm not talking about eBay right now. We're talking about real live in-person auctions at an auction house.
The pre-eBay, if you will.
Yeah, what eBay based its models off of. Like, if you're a youngin' out there, like, we did this for real before the eBay.
The reason it's called eBay is because it's the electronic bay, and a bay is something to do with an auction, I guess?
Yeah, the auction bay is what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. So an auction is basically just a man or woman or whoever called the auctioneer picks up an item that's just kind of fucking lying around, and they say, who the fuck wants this? And two, or usually more people say, I want that.
I'll buy that at a high price, says everyone at once. Yeah. And the auctioneer's job is to determine who said the highest one.
Yeah, and the important part wins. Is that they don't cry. If they cry, the item's free. Oh. None of this is true. Please don't write that down.
Oh. Well, I already have, like, a full page of notes, and my hand is cramping, so if you could have told me that earlier, that would have been super helpful.
Okay, so during an auction, the auctioneer will put up one of the items that's on the list for to be auctioned.
For to be auctioned.
It was a long day, ironically, in the antiques industry. They'll suggest an opening bid for the item, and then the suggested bid will either bidding will take off from there, where people will say, fuck yeah, $10, or they'll lower it until someone bites. After that, people will bid. After a set period of time, usually determined by the auctioneer, this can vary, they will say, all right, looks like everybody's fucking done, and it sold to the last person that bid, also known as the highest bidder.
Because they bid the highest number of money dollars for the item.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
I am growing accustomed to your human ways.
Yeah, now you can just copy us.
Yes.
The bids are always raised by increments. It depends on the auction house if there's a set increment. Like, I do believe on eBay you can set minimum increments.
Holy shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? You didn't know that?
This is changing my entire eBay.
Oh my god.
Experience.
Okay, well, it's less common at auction houses. Usually it's like whatever increment, because what they're trying to do is get the maximum amount. So it doesn't really matter to them if you jump from $12 to $13 or from $12 to $600. Like, either way, they're making money.
Pro tip, jumping from 12 to 600 will win you the auction.
In a big way. In a big way.
Maybe consider a smaller number.
Just full disclosure, I'm largely going to be talking about small auction houses. I'm not touching on shit like Christie's or Sotheby's. A, because I've never been. B, that world is way different from everything we're going to be talking about. C, if you're there, you don't need me.
If you've made it to Christie's and or Sotheby's, you don't need us.
Yeah.
Also, please bring us with you.
Yeah, and also, like, I'm single. And I'm probably what you're looking for. Like, let me know what it is and I'll probably match it. Like,
if you're into, like, adorable indie romance protagonists.
Yeah, I can nail that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll largely be talking about small auction houses, kinds of auctions that are held at your local VFW. That's a popular venue for, like, rolling auctions.
All right. In case our listeners don't know what VFW stands for. Oh, our listeners, yeah. Maybe we should tell them in case they don't know. Like, I definitely do, but, like, remember, the listeners.
A VFW is usually, like, a place where it's called, that stands for Veterans of Foreign Wars. And it's generally a place that veterans hang. It's usually got a bar.
Ah.
And then a pool place and, like, a jukebox.
And auctions?
Yeah, well, they rent it out. It's like, you'll also see, like, you know, Elks clubs will rent out their space for doing auctions.
There we go.
Yeah, clubhouses. A VFW is a kind of clubhouse for veterans.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of them will often host auctions, which is cheaper than having an auction house 24/7, as most of the recently closed auction houses around here will tell you. That doesn't by any means make them, like, small potatoes or anything. Like, you can find a lot of cool upscale stuff, but, like, you're not gonna get a T-Rex skull.
But what if I really
go to Christie's? Christie's has that, like, every year.
Oh. Shit, man, why aren't we at Christie's?
Oh, dude, I fucking, for a good time, check out the Christie's catalog, just whenever you can. There's always crazy shit for sale. Oh, crazy shit.
Anyway, back to auctions within our scope.
So yeah, the bidding will continue until one of the bidders feels the item has reached or surpassed the price that they're willing to pay for that item. And of course, that's going to be different for everybody, so it can go up or stop there. And then it sells, and they bring up the next item. It happens pretty rapidly. That's one of the funnest parts of auctions, is that what happens, happens in a continuous stream.
Very, very fast. Always, always on. Is that why there's that stereotypical auctioneer voice?
Yes. I'll actually get into that in a bit.
Oh,
I'm stereotypical excited. Auctioneer voice, it serves a function. It's a bit nefarious.
Ooh.
To engage in an auction, first, you're going to want to find an auction. This can be a little bit tough since the day of auction houses is kind of, it's twilighting. So I recommend AuctionZip is excellent. It will show you local auctions. You just type in your...
Is that a website?
Yes, I'm sorry.
On the internet?
Yes, well, if you're listening to this podcast, you're on the internet, but maybe I did jump the assumption there.
I don't understand your human ways, all right?
Well, the internet's a... I'm not going to explain that to you.
You're going
to
have to... It's a series of tubes.
Go drink another person's fluids and you'll get it. They'll teach you all of it. So yeah, auctionzip.com, one of my favorites, will show you, like, you know, if they're at a local club or fucking on the docks secretly at night. It'll probably show you, and it'll, you know, type in your zip code. You're
going to
go.
I'm definitely going to type secret dock auction at night into auction.
Yeah, usually what they're auctioning there is cocaine, but like,
oh.
I'm not going to tell you what you should or should not be buying.
I was hoping for a T-Rex skull.
The process of going to an auction is just find it, get there. I'm going to get into this in a minute. You're going to get there early. You want to see the preview. You sign up. Usually you will settle payment methods at that point. Like, you'll give them your credit card then and there, if that is how you are paying. I'll get into that a little later, payment methods. You will be assigned a bidding number. Hang on to that. You will preview the items. Then when the auction starts, you bid with the number that they give you, generally on a piece of paper. Sometimes on a paddle if you're going a little fancy.
Which is, so like, you're saying in the audience at the auction, and they say, money dollars! And you hold up your number. And they're like, money dollars for that number! Any higher numbers? And then someone else holds up a sign, and then they're like, even more money dollars for that guy with that number.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So, before I get into specifics, is there anything else you need me to explain about, like, what an auction is and how it works?
What's the dress code for an auction?
That depends entirely on what... Usually casual. I would use your best judgment based on where you're going.
Here's the thing. You know me personally as, like, a person. Do you think I have best judgment?
Yeah,
do you think,
well,
best judgment is a thing that I have?
Like, the comedy answer is supposed to be like, course not, you fucking weirdo. But, like, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Because I just want to wear Renaissance fair garb everywhere.
That
I
would
go.
Be more than acceptable at most of the auctions I've been to.
All right.
But generally clean and not, obviously, nothing that screams, I'm at the docks to buy the cocaine now.
Silicone elf ears it is.
There you go. Perfect. People are going to notice you, and they are going to look at you, and they're going to say, that's a threat. So I wouldn't do that unless you're looking to get outbid, because that's going to scare people. They're going to know you're serious.
So if I need to, like, hide in the audience and, like, convince people to bid more than they should on items that aren't worth as much, I should definitely break out the Galadriel garb.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
You're going to be like, I got to have whatever Galadriel's having.
Full Legolas.
Top tip, best thing to do, go early. Whatever time it says, go before then.
If it says 10, go 9.
Seriously. Usually, an auction will have a listed preview time, which is how early you should be getting there, just for your convenience to know. Always go even fucking before that. The most important part about going to an auction is seeing the fucking preview items. I don't need to tell you why. It's so you know what the hell you'd be buying. There's once everything's up at the auction block, it is too late. You do not know. You are running on pure instinct.
You can't see as good from way back in the back of the room with your little paddle as you can when you're in the preview place and you can, like, go up to it and actually look at it with your human eyes.
Yeah, you can touch it. You can assess it.
You can fucking touch it? What the fuck?
Yeah, for the most part.
Holy shit. Let's get to an auction.
Let's go to an auction and touch things.
Yes!
Yeah, so just, it's really important. Go early, get your registration done early. It's just do it. It's gonna make the experience so much better for you, and give yourself as much preview time as you physically can. Second really important thing, know what the fuck you want.
T-Rex skull. I have made this clear.
This isn't a hard and fast rule. This is just kind of a thing I recommend. There is a thing, it's literally called the auction fever. Once you start bidding, it is really easy to lose track of where you're at, what you wanted, why you want that fucking thing.
It's a bit like visiting a casino and then you, like, kind of forget why you're handing over money and throwing dice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The money and the item even aren't real in the heat of the moment. So you definitely want to keep a written list. This is why going to the preview is so important. Go to the preview and write down the lot numbers and descriptions of the items you want. So maybe that way you are really focusing on what you want and you don't end up going home with either nothing or fucking garbage.
Maybe even write down a number that is the maximum amount of money you are willing to spend on each particular item.
That's my next tip is have a budget.
Oh, shit.
Have a budget and mean it. Stick to it for the love of God. I mean, unless you see something that makes your heart break with beauty and you didn't see it during the preview for whatever reason, like, please, it's so easy to get caught up in the rush of bidding and it's so easy to go over what you told yourself sort of like psychically what you're willing to pay. Put it on paper real big, what the highest you're willing to go. And when it gets past that, fucking look deep inside yourself and ask yourself if it's goddamn worth it. Because chances are your judgment was correct when you wrote it down before you got all fucking stoned on bidding. Just be honest with yourself about what you're willing and capable of paying and stick to it. Just let it go if it goes too high. Let it go. Looking at the number on the list will definitely help you with letting it go. You say, $40 is the max, I'm not going past that. Please, listen to me. It's so, you always think that it's not going to happen to you, but it happens to everyone.
No more than $1.5 million for this T-Rex skull.
That's actually probably, like, I've seen them go cheaper.
Yeah. No more than $1.5 million.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, it's the most common thing is overspending and buying shit you didn't even really want.
Especially when they start grouping it into lots at the end of the auction to get rid of shit quicker.
Well, that I kind of, I'll get to that.
All right, cool. Okay. Sorry, jumped ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the one part where I'm like, no, go for those. Rules. Be super cognizant of the auction house's rules. This is another place where showing up early helps. Talk to one of the workers about what rules they have in place. This will always be different. A lot of common ones, whether or not they accept checks or credit cards for payment, there are places that are cash only.
Those are usually on the docks.
Those are on the docks. Those are absolutely cash only. No cops. Fuck's sake, no cops. Some have a buyer's premium. You want to look out for that. You'll be paying more. Know it so that you can factor it into your budget. Some don't. Some auctions let you leave an item for later pickup. A lot of them don't, especially if they don't have a set auction house. They're not going to let you let it fucking hang there. That's going to be a problem for them.
The VFW will not let you leave the embalming table in their fucking lobby.
Yeah, they're going to be kind of salty about it.
Figure out how to transport it.
So yeah, be clear about whether or not they will or won't, and also be clear about what you intend to purchase, because if you want a large piece of furniture, have the means to move it with you when you're there. It's better to come prepared and be able to get the thing than not come prepared and not get the fucking thing. Some auctions have specific orders which the items are sold. This is going to be important when it comes to paying attention for when you're going to bid. Some have minimum starting prices. Maybe you don't fucking want that shit. If they start at 300 and everything you want's under 3, don't go. Call ahead or show up early and make sure you know what the rules are. And, like, there's not going to be any hard and fast set of rules. Those are common ones that you can ask about, but, like, just, you gotta ask.
Another common rule that I'm just, like, spitballing here, but I'm guessing is true. We may have given you the wrong impression of the antiques industry through our vernacular in this fucking podcast thing. I don't cuss at the auction.
Don't fucking cuss.
Don't watch your fucking language at the auction.
Watch your filthy, shitty mouth.
This yeah, is why I mean, we're not allowed at auctions.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that I have to say it, but standard rule, be polite. There's a mixed bag there. Just be nice.
Please, thank you. Speak softly yet clearly. No cussing.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Very important to remember in the heat of the moment, pay attention. Pay attention. Come armed to the fucking teeth with what you need to be vigilant. If you have a problem hearing, use a hearing aid if that's what you use, or bring a friend who can hear better than you. If you have trouble seeing, again, wear your visual aids or bring someone who can look for you. Being cognizant of what is going on is very important. Again, these things move fast, and it is easier than you think to bid on something you didn't intend to buy because you got confused about lot numbers or orders. So just make sure that you can, to the best of your ability, pay attention to what's on the block and what's being announced. Just, if you don't have anyone with you, if you get fucked up, ask your neighbor. Just, you know, shake their hand when you meet them and say, I might need to ask you questions if I miss something. I don't tend to go alone, but if you do, that's helpful. Remember your bidding number. Feel like I shouldn't have to say this. This is going to be important. They're going to be calling it back to you when you bid. Make sure it's you. Make sure you know when you're buying something. This seems stupid to say, but and yet every time I go to an auction, it bears repeating.
Write hold it on your hand so you can look at it even as you are holding your paddle in the air.
Absolutely. Like, I'm not joking. Do that. When you have your paddle or your piece of paper, whatever, hold it in your hand. Don't put it anywhere else. Don't be cute. Don't put it in your hat. Don't put it in your belt. Hold it in your hand and know where it is at all times. All right, now that I'm done, like, yelling about just don't be a fucking idiot, don't be intimidated by people at the auction. 90% of the people who are going to be there are going to be, you know, quote unquote pros. Don't worry about them. They're not a problem. They're going to try to psych you out. That's also kind of sad to admit, but I guarantee they're going to try to do that. Keep in mind that dealers have to get items at a cheap enough price that they can resell them. If you're buying to collect, you've got an edge on them. You can pay even fucking $10 more than they can afford to pay because you're not reselling it. If you're reselling it, still don't get psyched out. Whatever. You fucking got this.
We believe in you, we trust you, and we love you.
Yeah, I believe in you.
You can do this.
Don't get psyched out. That's a big one. I'm going to call that maybe one of the more important lessons here. Part of the fun of auctions, once you start getting the hang of it, is that it makes you feel like you're in a James Bond movie. You are against everyone. You are silent. You are secret. And you are trying to figure out what everyone else is doing so you can fucking outsmart them. You're trying to figure out what makes them tick. Even, again, if you don't mean to be doing this, you're going to end up doing it. You're going to be watching body language. You're going to see, man, that looks like that guy wants that clock, but I want that clock. I better keep an eye on him when that clock comes up. It's fun. It's genuinely very fun. It could get a little scary before you get used to it. So don't fall prey to mind games. Some mind games for you. Loudly giving educated or educated sounding opinions on items during the preview phase. You'll see a lot of people who have dressed to look like they know what they're doing, picking up items and sort of saying to nobody in particular, "Oh, it sucks." If you pay close attention, you'll probably find this person bidding top dollar for that item. This is an active, they're trying to make you think that this isn't a great item. I could have given a better example than, that sucks! But, you know.
I mean, it felt the most true to life, honestly.
Yeah, like, they'd be like, oh, they'll point out a flaw, or they'll outright lie. You know, they'll say, this clock is attempting to be a Georgian-era clock, but it is clearly not. And that might not be the case, and you'll feel unprepared because you're not a fucking clock expert. Be knowledgeable, come prepared as much as you can. Don't let people, like, fucking psych you out if you've already determined it's something you want. Because chances are they want it and they're just trying to discourage you. Putting items down, this kind of falls into the other thing. Sometimes they do this during the auction. That's super shitty of them. Don't be that guy. Like, sometimes they will announce something up at the auction block, and in more informal settings, people will actually go, oh, you mean the broken one?
Wow.
Again, this might either be a deterrent or an outright lie. If you haven't examined the item thoroughly, you won't know. Try not to let that make your decision for you. Let your familiarity with the item make the decision for you.
Let the part where you woke up early, got to the auction early, and looked at and touched everything available.
Yeah.
That bit's important.
That's the most important one. I meant it when I said it.
Remember when we told you to do that? That helps you with this bit. That's why we told you to do it.
Slowing down bidding to make it look like the item has reached its final price. This is a tricky one. This is one I can't tell you how to handle this. You gotta know what it's worth to you. Know that. And know it. And know that and know it.
And write it down.
And write it down so that you know it.
And stick to it.
And stick to it because you know it. Don't let that kind of shit fake you out. If you say, if it hasn't reached the maximum you're willing to pay and they're slowing down bidding on purpose to make it look like it's about to sell, just go for it. It's always available if they haven't yelled sold. Just remember that. Don't let auctioneers fuck you over. Again, get there early. Know what you're talking about. They will use phrases like, this looks like walnut. This looks Victorian. This is a tell that it is not either of those things. The only way to know for sure is to have touched, seen, smelled, licked, tasted, married the item ahead of time.
You can always get the marriage annulled later.
Yeah.
Marry it during the preview phase.
Exactly.
Annul the marriage after
and
the auction.
And if you lick it, it's yours, de facto, if they see that they're not going to bid on it. Don't do that. I'm fucking just kidding. Don't fall for that kind of shit. Again, the only way to prevent this is to know what you're talking about. If you know you want a walnut table, familiarize yourself with what walnut looks like so you don't get freaked out at the auction. And don't fall for looks like, because if it looks like, it might not be. In fact, I find that I don't want this to be taken as a hard rule. I find that when people say looks like or seems like, it is an absolute tell that it is not in any way, shape, or form.
Those are what we call weasel words, and they're used to imply things that aren't true without outright lying.
Exactly. And the worst one, and unfortunately it does still happen, although I want to assuage your feelings, it's rare, active bullying. The thing is, I don't want to say that it never happens, because it does. It's like fucking baby kid shit, where they'll stare you down. They might fucking look at you and shake their head like they're fucking disappointed in you. Sometimes they'll stand up, just so that you feel smaller than them. And this is all in an attempt, like, they're just being aggressive with their face.
They're just trying to psych you out. They won't shove you in a locker. They won't take your lunch money. They have no real power over you. Fuck them.
I fucking guarantee they won't so much as talk to you after the auction. Like, they won't even make you suffer through an awkward encounter. They'll do nothing. They're weak and they're pathetic. I mean that. Don't, like, if you do that shit during auctions, like, fuck you. Fuck you. It sucks. This sucks, man. Don't get intimidated. Come ready for this shit. Again, it probably won't happen. I don't see it very often, but I do see it. Especially when you're talking larger items, more expensive items. Try to get a feel for the auctioneer. When there are items up that you are not looking to actively purchase, make a point of noticing how the auctioneer conducts his business. How fast does he talk? How fast, this is an important one, how fast does he declare something sold? Does he take a while? Does he kind of let it sit in the air before he says sold? Does he say it so fucking fast you didn't even have time to react to the last bid?
Does he have any tells? Does his left eye weep blood when he's lying?
Yeah, this can be important if you know for a fact after three or four lots that the auctioneer takes a good long time to declare something sold. That means you'll have time to sort of be honest with yourself and throw in a bid. If you know that he calls sold really fast, that means you got no fucking time and you have to be making these bids rapid fire. Does he fucking talk nonsense? Is he difficult to understand? That means you're going to have to try to keep track of the price that things are going for on your own. Call ahead. Always call ahead. I've already said it like 8 times. Like, maybe you're getting the fucking message. I want you to call. Make sure you find out what payments are taken. That's really important. Personally, I limit that problem by always just assuming cash. Cash only is the way to fucking go if you can. If for whatever reason you're fucking allergic to cash, call ahead and see if they take cards and checks.
Bringing cash only is also a good way to stick to your budget, which, as we've mentioned, is important. If you only bring $500, you can only spend $500.
Yeah. So those are my tips for what to do. Beware, again, another thing I want to toss in about minding the auctioneer. This doesn't happen very much anymore, but I do want you to keep an eye out for it. Chandelier bidding. Now, that is when it tends to happen at higher-end auction houses for the obvious reason.
Is that when you have to keep your hand at the level of your eyes or the phantom who lives under the stage will come and claim you for your beautiful, beautiful voice?
Yes, and he will cut off Carlotta's head.
No. Carlotta!
And you'll have to know where in the world has he been hiding.
Well, under the stage. I just said.
I'm so sorry. Chandelier bidding is actually when the auctioneer, they do this thing where they'll kind of look into the middle distance and they'll call out a bid. It will not be for anybody. They are artificially inflating the price by calling out bids for people who do not exist. This tends to happen in really much higher, like very fast paced environments. Again, art auctions, shit with really high value, especially places where it will be hard to notice how fast things are going, who exactly is being called out. Obviously, you can't memorize numbers, and the inflation of the price also doesn't strike you as unusual. So if you're going for more expensive stuff, please just be vigilant, report that. There's a whole union for auctioneers that you can report nasty auctioneers to.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's called the Auctioneers Association. Auctioneers are held to really strict standards, and if they start deviating from that in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable or like you've been cheated, talk to the auction house and consider reporting them.
Why is it called chandelier bidding?
Because they just sort of stare. It's also called rafter bidding.
Because they're looking out over the crowd, but not at any real specific person.
Yeah.
It's like what you're supposed to do if you're nervous public speaking.
Yeah. Or lying about the price of an item in an auction.
That too.
Again, this used to be a bigger problem. It is not as huge a problem, but I feel like I should tell you. It's also just an interesting bit of history about how auctions have a bit of a reputation for being, you know, charlatan houses full of tricksters and cheats. This is why. The entire environment is like really given to tricking people. And in a way, that's kind of how you make deals at an auction.
It's like a casino, only you actually walk away with something at the end of the night.
Hopefully. These are just some things that might happen in an auction. I don't expect you to do any of these, but I am going to tell you about them. Phone bidding. This gets weird. I didn't know about this until, like, even just this year. I mean, I knew it happened, but I didn't know how it worked. It's a lot easier than you think. You're on the phone, either with a friend or an agent, and they do the bidding for you, but you are there in real time on the phone.
It's like FaceTiming, but for buying stuff.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily going to affect any of the auctions that I'm assuming you're going to. This tends to be for really high-end items and stuff that you can guarantee you want.
The kind of people who can afford T-Rex skulls, but because of the lifestyle that allows them to afford T-Rex skulls, are too busy or simply cannot be bothered to show up and to purchase said T-Rex skulls.
Yeah. This is also frequently when it's just a long way away from you, or you've got a scheduling conflict, but there's something you know you want there. Again, I don't get it, because I have a pretty strict rule about not buying things I can't physically examine, because that's important in antiques. It's super important. But if you're so inclined, if you see, you know, it's your dream piece, and you do not want to lose it, and you've got a friend in the area, you can't hire agents. I don't know how expensive that is. I don't know anything about it. That's not my life. But there are agents dedicated to doing this for you. This does require more paperwork. You do have to mail in both your bidder registration and an agreement that someone's going to be bidding in your place. But other than that, it's pretty straightforward. You're on the phone and someone's bidding for you. You generally have to hook up payment ahead of time with the auction house so that they know how you're going to be paying when you're not there. Absentee bidding. This is a lot like phone bidding. Actually, if you know how eBay works, you might be a little more familiar with this. And eBay, I assume, based its system on this one. Absentee bidding is also when you're not going to be there. It also requires extra paperwork. You give your bid to the auctioneer. It is not disclosed at the auction. Only the auctioneer knows how much you've agreed to pay. He conducts the auction under normal procedures. Generally, and most commonly, you will give an absolute max bid. You're familiar with max bids on eBay. You know where I'm going with this. And the auctioneer will automatically factor your bid in between bids. Up until your maximum. If you are outbid, if they go over your maximum, you automatically lose the item. You cannot speak for yourself at that point. You have signed away those rights with the paperwork. And if it goes under your max bid, you win by default at that amount. It's a little complicated. One really important thing for absentee bidding, again, I don't like doing this. It, again, means that I can't touch, feel, marry the items. You've got to be really, really clear how they conduct absentee bids. Like, really grill the auction house or whoever's conducting the auction as to how an absentee bid will be handled. Some of them do this much to the detriment of the absentee. They will start with your amount, and if no one bids higher, you win the item. This is predatory. This does not give you a fair chance. This automatically overcharges you. Make it clear what you expect from them and what they expect from an absentee bid. Reserve prices. This is a problem that you're going to find at all levels of auctioning. A reserve price is a set lowest acceptable price for an item to sell.
Also a feature on eBay.
You might be familiar. It's probably confounded you many a time. If the bidding falls short of a set reserve price, the item will not sell, period. No, I do not know why you'd use an auction if this is how you're feeling about the fucking item.
Because you're hoping you'll be able to get someone to pay more than your set price
for it. Yeah, I mean, that's not how I conduct my business, but I understand the wanting to get the absolute most for your item.
Look, I'm not selling this fucking Transformer for anything less than 50.
You're coming for me with the Transformers again. yeah, it's a good way to maximize your profit for an item. I don't recommend doing it if you're looking to sell an item, unless you know that it is a desirable and high-value item. Everything else will make you look like a piece of shit. Try to know when you set a reserve price that it is worth at least that much, if not more, due to demand. Again, we're gonna come back to this point. Knowledge is important. Know what you're dealing with. As for selling items, I cannot help you there. I can give you no fucking tips. To sell an item at an auction, you need to know basically everything I just covered, how it's going to be handled, and you're going to need to talk to the auction house. They all handle sales so much they're so different from each other that it is absolutely strictly to the discretion of the auction house how your item is handled.
Also, if you're going to sell something at an auction, eBay exists.
Well, large items. This happens with, like, collectible furniture a lot.
Ah, okay. If it's, like, smaller than a furniture, like, you can probably...
And glass.
If it's smaller than a furniture and won't shatter... You can probably eBay.
You're seeing why auctions still exist,
though, I know. Right? I understand why auctions still exist. I'm just saying eBay gives you, like, fucking tutorials when you open an account, and it's dead easy.
Yeah. Again, selling on eBay is not too different from how you're going to be selling at an auction house. So, except, like, that there are premiums, their charges, and their cut is going to be different from house to house.
So if you, like, wanted to practice...
Yeah, selling stuff on eBay is, like, a decent practice. You won't be as... completely lost walking in.
Sell the Pokemon cards on the eBay, sell the mahogany at the auction house.
Precisely. Perfect. Also because I've never seen a fucking auction that accepted Pokemon cards. And again, this is where reserve prices come in handy. Nobody wants to be dealing with a customer that's whining because their shit didn't sell as high as they wanted it to. If it's that important to you, set the reserve price or consider selling it outright at the price you want. Don't waste everyone's time. Again, I'm not saying don't use reserve prices, but know when it's going to really hurt your feelings when something doesn't sell for a specific price. Yeah, I think that's all I've got to say about auctions. You have any questions?
When are we going?
Actually, as soon as I catch the next one.
Can I buy a dinosaur skull?
No, probably not.
Oh.
Sometimes there are mammoth teeth, though.
Okay.
Like, fossils do turn up. Just not, you know, dinosaur bones. eBay will occasionally host live auctions for these really big auction houses like Sotheby's and Christie's. These can be super fun and will probably educate you a little into how they conduct themselves. Those live auctions, they happen very similar to an auction in person. Also, it's just super fucking cool, man. Like, you're gonna see stuff there that you could never even dreamed about owning, and you never will.
I want a John Singer Sargent.
That's expensive, bro.
I want it.
You can't have. Most of them are murals anyway.
I want a John Singer Sargent. I want to
own the Boston Library.
I mean, you joke, but yes. I do not joke.
If they told me I could slap my grandma for the Boston Library, I'd do it 5 times.
And it'd be hard, because she's wicked deceased.
I would make that happen, Ken.
All right, so hit us up at antiques_freaks on Twitter if you have, like, a line on a John Singer Sargent.
Or if you have questions about the shit I was talking about, or corrections, if you're an auctioneer who's pissed at me.
If you run an auction house and you are deeply offended by us and everything we stand for, definitely hit us up.
Oh my god, can you edit? I forgot to tell you about the mumbling.
Oh.
Why they talk like that.
Oh, fuck. P.S. Mumbling.
Auctioneers talk like that specifically because it keeps bidding high. That's it. What they're doing is they are either repeating the last, most commonly they're repeating the last bid really, really fast and ad nauseum. You know what I'm talking about when I say that. Like, it's the auctioneer thing.
$5.
Like, they do that just to keep things lively so that the bids don't slow.
They cannot let things fall into a lull, otherwise everyone will wake up from the auction figure, realize what they're doing, and leave.
Yeah, I cannot stress enough the auction fever is real.
So real!
So real. Again, like, hit me up, antiques_freaks, if you got questions, or you're mad, but I don't care about that last one, keep it to yourself.
We also have a Tumblr, antiquesfreaks, all one word, .tumblr.com.
Yeah, I'm mostly just putting things that I think are funny and antiques there.
We're reblogging antiques and also memes and antiques memes, and it's way fun.
I promise it will not deviate too far from antiques. Sometimes it's just stuff I like. I think there's a lot of mourning jewelry that I posted up there already.
Which, again, is all antique. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, if you just want to look at shit and laugh, that's there. You can also talk to us there. There's an ask feature.
Later, kids.
Bye.
See you at the auction.
Don't you dare fucking give me the eye.